us pray prayer together on our knees. Let us pray prayer together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy.
Welcome to The Bible Speaks with Elgin Kerlock. The Bible Speaks is a weekly ministry of Harvest International. Our prayer is that The Bible Speaks will encourage you in your study of God's Word. You will be able to contact Elgin at the address given at the end of this broadcast. And now, here's Elgin.
Brothers and sisters, I welcome you in the name of our risen Savior, Jesus the Christ, to another edition of Words of Inspiration. And this week we are continuing in the discussion from Sunday that came from Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 6 through 7a, that reads, "You've been here long enough. Turn and take your journey." And today we want to expound on that. And the next few days, we're going to talk about the attributes and what it takes to turn and take that journey. So today, we are going to speak on the topic of fix your focus. The inspirational scripture coming from Romans chapter 8, verse 5, which reads, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on things of the Spirit." As I reference back in the anchor scripture from Sunday, Deuteronomy 1, 6 through 7a reads, "Turn and take your journey." We established that the turn is about repentance, and the journey is your path to the purpose God has for your life. An integral part of reaching any destination is knowing where you're headed and following that path as God leads you through the Holy Spirit. Therefore, it is very important that we live according to God's word as directed by the Holy Spirit. I often share how the Holy Spirit gets involved in some of the smallest things in my life, such as what I will wear on any particular day. I can only imagine he's just checking to see that I still have an ear to hear what he's saying. Setting your mind on the things of the Spirit means engaging in activities that foster spiritual growth, such as prayer, Bible study, worship, and Christian fellowship. It also means being mindful of how your environment, habits, and entertainment choices affect your spiritual health and decision. My pastor once said that we take the Holy Spirit with us everywhere we go. So where are you taking him? You should not take the Holy Spirit anywhere you would not be willing to take your mother or your grandmother. Setting your mind on the things of the Spirit means engaging in activities that foster spiritual growth. In my studying, fixing your focus had two meanings. First, we must fix our focus, with fix referring to where we place our eyes. Mark 8, verse 25 recounts the story of Jesus healing a blind man. And it reads, "Then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and he opened his eyes. His sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly." If you'll remember, Jesus touched the man's eyes the first time, and he said he saw men as trees. To me, this is an example of when we do believe, but aren't clear on what we're supposed to be doing or seeing. As we fix our eyes on Jesus and are led by the Holy Spirit, we too will see everything clearly. Fixing your focus can also mean to fix, as in repair, your focus. There are times when we go through trials and we focus more on the trial than on the one who can solve the issue. We allow circumstances to become bigger than God. Psalm 121, verse 1 reads, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help." So brothers and sisters, living according to the Spirit implies that one's desire begins to align with God's desires. The thing that the Spirit values, holiness, justice, mercy, humility, and love, become increasingly important to the believer. This transformation of desires is the work of the Spirit that gradually occurs as individuals continually choose to set their mind on spiritual truth and fix their focus on Jesus Christ. I look forward to our next conversation on tomorrow, and until then, God bless.
I've wandered far away from God.
This program is cared for by listeners who care. Your prayers and financial investment in this ministry helps to keep the good news on the air. We look forward to hearing from you and invite you to write us at Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478. Again, that's Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478.
Coming home. Never.